of the few places where you can see a white shark safely. Although these sharks make but a rare appearance here, it has put this place on Cannery Row on the map as a premier viewing spot in the world. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
This was just a wharf in the early 1980s, but that's when some of the older buildings were transformed into a premier research center and tourist attraction.
Cannery Row here in Monterey is famous for the sardine and anchovy trade, and the aquarium occupies building space of one of the older canneries that was in operation until the 70s.
Kasha Newman is speaking of the Monterey Bay Aquarium in Monterey, California.
Since the Monterey Bay has the Monterey Canyon, which goes below the ocean surface down a mile, you can see animals here that are usually deep sea animals. So there are sharks, large tuna. We also have otters that live on the surface in the kelp forest. We have a kelp forest here in the Monterey Bay that you can see out the window there.
One project that regularly puts this aquarium in the news is its work with white sharks.
We have a white shark research project. 2 times we've brought a white shark onto our exhibit, but for a number of years we've been working with Stanford University and their research department to track and tag white sharks off the California coast.
The shark program has not only provided great research opportunities, but has also given the public a rare glimpse at the animal.
White sharks are unique creatures. We don't really know that much about them, so it's great to be able to bring a white shark on exhibit so that we can study their behaviors more, and also so that people can connect with white sharks and sharks in general.
Kasha says the aquarium is not only helping educate its visitors, but hopefully encouraging conservation of the world's oceans as well. Traveling the countryside in Monterey, California, I'm Andrew McRae.